is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The man accused of killing five travelers and wounding six others at a Florida airport has been charged and could face the death penalty. 26-year-old Esteban Santiago told investigators he had planned the attack, buying a one-way ticket to Fort Lauderdale Airport. He was charged with an act of violence at an international airport resulting in death. That carries a maximum penalty of execution. He was also charged with weapons charges. Santiago traveled to Florida from his home in Anchorage, Alaska. FBI agent Marlon Ritzman of the Anchorage, Alaska field office said there's no evidence that Santiago was working with anyone else.
And while we are early in the investigation, there is currently no indication Mr. Santiago was working with any other individuals when he planned and carried out yesterday's attack.
Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel told reporters Saturday morning that three of the victims are in good condition while three others are currently being held in the intensive care unit. One of the wounded was released Saturday. The airport has been reopened to traffic, except for Terminal 2, where the shooting occurred. President-elect Donald Trump posted a series of tweets calling those who oppose good ties with Russia stupid and fools on Saturday. The president-elect said having good relations with Russia was not a bad thing and that only stupid people or fools would think that it is. The posts came after a U.S. intelligence report said that Russian President Vladimir Putin had orchestrated a concerted effort to aid Trump's election. The report said Putin aspired to disrupt the election, discredit Hillary Clinton, and undermine Americans' faith in democracy. This is VOA News. At least 48 people were killed Saturday when a car bomb exploded near Syria's border with Turkey. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the explosion, possibly from a tanker truck bomb, happened in a busy marketplace in the rebel-held town of Azaz. Video from the scene showed flattened, burning buildings and wounded locals struggling to escape the immediate blast area. Local activists placed the death toll as high as 60 as search and rescue teams scrambled to locate survivors hours after the blast. In separate development Saturday, government forces near Damascus pressed forward with an offensive in the Barada Valley aimed at pushing rebels and jihadists from territories that supplies the capital's drinking water. The observatory said at least 9 people were killed on the outskirts of Damascus. Mutinous soldiers in Ivory Coast have released the country's defense minister and several other officials after holding them captive in Bouake. Alain Richard Duvalli had flown into Bouake earlier Saturday in a bid to defuse a crisis sparked by soldiers taking to the streets demanding bonuses, pay raises, housing, and faster promotion. Soldiers had surrounded the house where Duvalli was meeting with a delegation of mutineers. President Alassane Ouattara had earlier said in the evening that a deal had been reached between the two sides and asked soldiers to return to their barracks. Ghana's newly elected president, Nana Akufo-Addo, has been sworn into office in a peaceful handoff of power. The new president told thousands gathered in Accra's Independence Square that he would make his country prosperous and run his government with integrity.
State coffers are not spoiled for the party that wins an election, but resources for the country's social and economic development.
The 72-year-old Akufo-Addo won December's election on his third try for the presidency, beating incumbent John Dramani Mahama with the largest margin of victory for a presidential candidate in 20 years. Snow and sleet pounded a huge section of the United States Saturday, with thousands of people losing power in blizzard-like conditions from the Carolinas to Boston. The blizzard brought snowy conditions to towns unaccustomed to it, with up to 20 centimeters of snow in Raleigh, North Carolina. Snow blanketed New York City, with between 10 and 20 centimeters expected in some parts of the city. The tracking service FlightAware.com says that more than 3,200 flights have been canceled in the storm's path. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.